Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Bowring, naturopathic doctor, and today I'm talking about digestive enzymes and what you haven't heard. So I'll be talking a little bit about the symptoms, if you're low in enzymes, some of the causes of being low in your own digestive enzymes, some of the foods that will help to improve your enzymatic status, and of course, some tips on how to improve digestion and your enzymes. So don't go anywhere, because close to the end of the show, we have our trivia, and this happens every week, so our quiz time. This week, we are drawing for the digestive enzymes. So from our great sponsors at VitaTree, we thank them for supporting this show, and this is going to be great. So even if you don't get the questions correct, it doesn't matter. All I want you to do is participate in the quiz portion of the show, and we will randomly select a winner from everybody who's participating. Now, if you're new to my channel, welcome in. I am Dr. Janine. And every week we have the show and I share a different natural health topic. I hope that you'll subscribe and also turn on those post notifications by clicking that bell. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, we're streaming live on different platforms, on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook as well. If you do have questions, comments, please put them in the comments section below, no matter where you're watching from. And I will try to get to all the questions. Sometimes it's difficult, but I do have my team behind the scenes that's helping me today. This is also a podcast, so we record this as a podcast, which streams on iTunes, Spotify, and a few other platforms. So if you're that person that likes to, you know, re-listen and relearn, you can, on your drive to the mall or to work, you can listen to this as a podcast as well in your car. So I hope you enjoy today's show. I appreciate all the big thumbs ups and likes and all those hearts and things that you can send me. It always makes it so much fun. Okay, so digestive enzymes, what you haven't heard. Well, the body has over 50,000 different enzymes. And of course, they are multifactorial in the way that they're working in terms of metabolism and the proper functioning of our mitochondrial cells and our nervous system. But today I'm focusing mostly on the digestive enzymes. And this is something that our body actually makes. And it's so that we can break down our food, so that our food is now broken down into recognizable smaller molecules that then goes into the bloodstream and then we can utilize to make energy or ATP. Now, in terms of our own enzyme secretion, this needs to happen in a relaxed state. So, of course, we have our sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic part of our autonomic nervous system. So when we're in a relaxed state in the parasympathetic, this is when we will properly secrete our own digestive enzymes. And that's why it's really, really important. A lot of people do have an enzyme deficiency, poor digestion, because they don't relax and they're not able to relax, especially when they're eating, therefore not secreting their own digestive enzymes. So that's really important. And a lot of people can attest to the fact that, yeah, we live in a very, you know, high-paced, fast society, and it's only getting worse, you know, based on technology, in my opinion, you know, that we don't take that time to really sit down and enjoy our food. So that's really important. Now, in terms of traditional Chinese medicine, it's really interesting to note that the acupuncture points are very important. And when they're all functioning optimally and their electromagnetism in each of those points, there are specific points that are related to digestion. And you can see on the right-hand side of the screen, if you're watching this on YouTube, that you can see that there are points in the area of the buttocks. So when we actually sit down, this actually signals our nervous system to relax and to help with digestion, depending on the posture in which you're sitting as well. So sitting cross-legged is sometimes said to help with digestion, to be able to completely digest and have all those acupuncture meridians in line and helping. So if you do have poor digestion, this is one, you know, tip that you can try, is to try to sit cross-legged as you're eating. And this can actually help with that proper functioning of the qi in your organs and, of course, in your digestive tract to be able to help with that proper digestion. Now, what are some of the symptoms of being low in enzymes? Well, if you have a lot of gas and bloating, of course, and, you know, just uncomfortable feelings in the gut, that can be related to not breaking down your food optimally, and you could be low in digestive enzymes, as well as digestive issues such as constipation, so slow bowel movements, and even diarrhea. And sometimes people go in between, you know, with IBS types of symptoms. So the slower bowels and then, you know, oscillating between that and having the very quick, you know, rapid bowel movements that happen throughout the day can be related to low enzymes as well, and not properly digesting and breaking down your food, as well as feeling really heavy. So if you eat a meal, especially a larger meal, you know, and you haven't secreted enough enzymes, you could feel very heavy after your meals, could be a sign of low enzymes as well. If you see undigested food particles in your stool, now, I know not everybody looks, but if this is something that you're seeing, then potentially, and it's not, you know, a highly fibrous food like corn, which or beets, you know, this would be normal to see some of that because it's not properly fully digested in the digestive tract, but other food particles in your stool, that could be an indication of low enzymes as well. Now, if you have GERD, so acid reflux, another sign potentially of having being low in enzymes, and chronic candida and parasitic issues. So this is very, very common. When I talk about the unhealthy microbiome in my other videos, you can see that this sort of swamp thing that we're looking at is an indication now of, you know, some of those less favorable organisms have taken over. Maybe it's the candida as well that can become a fungal form. And that can be because of being low in enzymes to begin with and not properly breaking down your food, and then the parasites can take over. Now, enzymes will help to actually kill parasites and candida as well, and I'll get to that in just a second. A lot of food intolerances, so you start to not be able to tolerate, you know, even healthy foods, as and they become intolerances for you. That can be a sign of low enzymes as well. And of course, weight gain. So think about it. If you're not breaking down your food appropriately, then you're not turning that food into energy and you can easily gain weight, as well as depression. So this, we know the gut-brain connection. So depression, anxiety can be related to low enzymes as well. A lot of fatigue and lack of energy, even your thyroid. So thyroid problems can be related to having low enzymes as well. And hair loss. So if you're not actively absorbing the nutrients from your diet, then you could be losing your hair. If you have a lot of pain and inflammation, so pain in the joints, this can also be related to a lack of enzymes, which I'm going to talk a little bit about how to use enzymes in a different way to help with inflammation in the body, as well as your skin. So if your skin is lacking in luminosity and hydration, again, it could be an indication of low enzymes. If you have weak nails, that can also be a sign of enzyme deficiency, and a lot of skin rashes and even hives can be related to low enzymes. So, you know, these common symptoms can be related, of course, to digestion, but if you're lacking in enzymes, it's something that is definitely something that you can improve upon. And that's, of course, why I'm doing today's show. So hello, hello, Raina. Good morning. Nice to see you. I know Melbourne is here as well. Scotian's Mama. Hello. Nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Aziz, 861212. Nice to see you. Melbourne, you take the digestive enzyme and you love it. Well, I'm so, so glad. I know it makes such a difference for so many people. April Walker, hello, nice to see you. And Janice Davis Manuel is here as well. Arletta is here. Sonia is here on Facebook as well. Nice to see you all. So many of our regulars are here. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Now, what are some of the causes of low enzymes? Well, definitely lack of sunlight exposure, especially in the morning, is really important for your own enzyme secretion. And this ties into your circadian rhythms, but specifically triggers something called alpha amylase. And that's a digestive enzyme that helps with our carbohydrate digestion. So if you are not seeing that sunlight, I don't know about anybody else. I mean, we're in Ontario, Canada, not seeing a lot of that sun, especially in the last few days. And it does have an effect. I mean, I don't know if anybody else is feeling it, but I strive to see that sunlight. Even today, after dropping the kids at school, you know, opening up the car window, it was cold and I didn't really care. It was like -5 or so a degree Celsius. I didn't care. I opened the car window just to get some natural sunlight in, you know, that 5 minutes drive on my skin and in my eyes. It makes such a difference. So making sure that you see that early morning sunlight is really important for your overall digestion as well. If you eat a lot of processed foods and pasteurized foods, so we know that high temperature, which processes a lot of dairy products and other foods as well, unfortunately, we kill off the natural enzymes present in the food. So this can also cause an enzyme deficiency in the actual foods that you're eating, and can cause digestive upset, as well as eating too fast. So if you're not sitting in that relaxed setting and you eat very quickly, you don't give your digestive tract time enough to actually secrete its own digestive enzyme. So that is really important. As well as pesticide and chemical exposure. So if you're not always eating organic foods, heavy metal toxicity as well can disrupt that enzyme production in your body and can compromise your overall digestion. So I talked specifically about glyphosate in another show and in other episodes. So if you missed that episode, please check it out on my YouTube channel. Really important to know, you know, the foods that tend to be higher in the glyphosate and the pesticides and how you can sort of mitigate your risks and detox out some of these chemicals and pesticides from the body, as well as a deficiency. So if you are low in certain nutrients like iron specifically, iodine, magnesium, especially these minerals are really important for your proper enzymatic function in the body. So it's important to make sure that you're always covering your bases and having, of course, a healthy diet. Other causes of low enzymes include stress. So we know in times of stress, we won't be in that parasympathetic part of our nervous system. So we won't be able to actively secrete our digestive enzymes. A lot of negative emotions as well can have an effect, as well as certain medications will deplete our enzyme production, lack of water. So if we're not drinking enough, of course, smoking as well can compromise our digestion and our enzymes, and alcohol consumption. So, you know, not I'm talking about overconsumption of alcohol can severely deplete our digestive enzymes. So if you're just tuning in today, I am talking all about digestive enzymes. What you haven't heard, we're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Hello to everyone. I'm so happy to have you all here. And again, if you do have questions throughout the show, make sure that you pop them in the comments section. Now we're going to continue with foods that contain enzymes. So avocados. So did you know that avocados have a specific enzyme, lipase, which helps to break down fats? So it's interesting to note that avocado is one of the healthiest, you know, fat and dietary fat, healthy fat produce in terms of fruits, and it has its own enzyme to help to break down that fat. So that is interesting, and it will break it down into smaller molecules like fatty acids and glycerol. Also, papaya contains papain, so this is really important for the digestion and breakdown of proteins. Pineapple has bromelain, so it's usually the stem part has the highest amount of bromelain, so the middle part. And that bromelain will help to digest proteins as well. Now, honey has different enzyme properties to it. So it has diastasis, which helps to break down starch into maltose. It also has amylases, which break down starch into sugars like glucose and maltose. Invertases, which turns sucrose into glucose and fructose. And proteases, so even to help to break down proteins into amino acids. And that is present in honey. I know a lot of people don't know that. Now, kiwi fruit is also fantastic. It contains something called actinidane, and this enzyme helps to digest proteins as well. Also helps overall in digestion, can reduce bloating, and also helps to relieve constipation. Now, I just do want to mention here, if you've seen my other videos, eating fruits in season and depending on the temperature outside is very important. So some of these fruits that I've just mentioned are more the summer fruits for people that live away from the equator. If you live close to the equator, you can really eat these at any time. But for those of you that live in, you know, a higher latitude like I do here in Canada, some of these, you know, more tropical fruits are not really indicated in the wintertime. So we have to wait for these until the summertime. But ginger, you can eat year round, of course, in my opinion, and it contains a special protease enzyme, which helps to break down proteins called zingibane. And this helps to digest our proteins into those smaller building blocks, the amino acids, and helps also to move food through the digestive tract, helps to also with our other digestive enzyme secretion, So that's a great thing about ginger. And of course, it helps with nausea and vomiting. So this is something for anybody who has an upset tummy, but there's also antibacterial effects of ginger. So really, it is a go-to. My husband's funny because he always has ginger on him at all times. He has a little piece of ginger and he'll just bite on it throughout the day. He loves it. He keeps it beside his bed. He's always got ginger. He's like the ginger man. He's not the gingerbread man. That just came to me right now. He's the ginger man. It's so funny. Okay, my crew's laughing at me behind the scenes. My husband isn't here right now, so I can't wait till he sees this video. And of course, there are other foods that contain enzymes like kimchi and sauerkraut. And they have a specific, of course, the probiotics, which are great, but they have the bacillus species of probiotic, which produce the proteases, the lipases, and the amylases. So that's the great thing about probiotic-containing foods. The kimchi, the sauerkraut, is that they help with producing other enzymes to break down carbs, fats, and proteins. Some other foods that naturally contain enzymes are apples, which are great and I love, as well as figs and also dates. So some of the superfood ingredients are really known to help with digestion, but keeping in mind always, you know, eating these foods in season. So of course, there are a lot of different types of digestive enzymes. I'm just going to go through some of my favorites to help to break down food. So we know that for dairy products, there's lactase, and lactase helps to break down lactose. And this is, you know, specific for dairy products, and this happens in the usually in the small intestines. There's also proteases, and these can help to break down gluten. So that's really important, as well as cellulase and hemicellulase. And these are often in the microflora, but also help to break down plant cell walls. So if you have difficulty digesting salads and a lot of vegetables and fibrous vegetables, then these would be the best enzymes to be looking for. Now, lipase, we know, helps to break down fats, and these can be in the mouth, the stomach, and in the pancreas. We know amylase is secreted in the saliva and also from the pancreas, and this helps to break down carbohydrates. Xylanase is a specific enzyme that helps to break down grains. So this is, again, for those people that suffer with eating grains, things like wheat, as well as beans. This will be really helpful, and fibrous vegetables as well. And of course, we have the papain and the bromelain. So from the papaya and from the core, so the stem part of the pineapple gives us our bromelain, and these are proteolytic enzymes, so helping to break down proteins into those amino acids so we can properly digest those amino acids, our protein, which is important for our muscle tissue, but also for our immune function and, you know, to keep us nice and healthy and strong. So if you're just tuning in today, I'm talking all about digestive enzymes. I'm so glad to have you all here. And Teddy Bear is here from Sweden. Hello, nice to see you. Jamila, good morning. Nice to see you as well. Great question, Sonia. Does drinking a beverage along with the meal dilute the enzyme? Yes, it does. So if you can wait until, and I usually try to eat drink a little bit before my meal, I try not to drink a lot of fluid during my meal. And then if you wait a little bit for optimized digestion, so during your meal, you're not drinking a lot, and then afterwards, you can drink again. Ideally, that's the best way to digest your food. Now, if you have awesome enzyme secretion, you're very relaxed, you've got, you know, your health is under control, then you could get away with having a little bit of fluids during your meal. But if you definitely have compromised digestion, I do recommend not drinking fluids and liquids with your meal. Great question. If Arletta has another question, if you take a digestive enzyme every day, will it affect your natural ability to digest food? Great question as well. So there's this whole question about becoming dependent on digestive enzymes, and I believe there is some validity to this. So I believe using digestive enzymes when needed, or when you're actively treating, you know, let's say the parasites, candida issues as part of a parasite protocol, which you may be aware of. I have other videos on how to do that exactly, and I do discuss that a lot on my live interactions on my TikTok and on Instagram. But yes, you can develop a little bit of a sluggishness in your own enzyme secretion if you're relying on them heavily and all the time. To take two enzymes a day every day, I don't think would do it. But for some people do get actually addicted to the fact of taking enzymes, and they're taking a lot more than a standard dosage every day. And that, in my opinion, may compromise your own enzymatic secretion. So that is a great question. I love those questions. So thank you for asking them. And it helps to educate other people as well. So thank you for always sending in your questions. Now, enzymes for parasites and candida. So just as I was saying, that specifically hemicellulase and papain helps to break down those outer cell walls of candida. And this can be really helpful when we're treating the candida and an excess of candida in the body, or in terms of parasites, we want to and enable those herbal medicines that actually kill off the parasites to actually penetrate those candida and the parasites themselves. And often the enzymes and specific ones will help to do that. So that's really important. If you are looking for an enzyme product, I promise in YouTube that we will put some links below so that you can get your hands on one that's good, that I know specifically will help to do that. Now, enzymes can be used for chronic inflammation. So particular enzyme blends have been studied. And in this study, we can actually see that a combination of different enzymes was studied in terms of exhaustive eccentric exercise. So this was a randomized two-stage double-blinded placebo-controlled trial. So, you know, a high-level trial. And what they found was that the systemic enzyme therapy before and after exhaustive eccentric exercise resulted in a higher maximal concentric strength in less strength trained subjects, and in significant favorable effects on biomarkers, especially inflammation and metabolic and immune. And this happened in all the subjects that took that enzyme formulation. So what does that mean in plain English? That, you know, really you can target the use, and when you take anti-inflammatory, you know, benefits of taking an enzyme supplement besides just digestion, you can take it for inflammation. Usually this is when you're going to be taking a little bit of a higher dosage between meals, so on an empty stomach. I like to dose enzymes for digestion right after a meal. So let's say I've overdone it, I've had a really big meal, I'm going to take my enzymes, or maybe take a little bit more extra enzymes right after a meal, helps to digest that meal. Now, if you're going to take it for inflammation, you're going to take it between meals. So about 45 minutes before a meal, so typically on an empty stomach, and you're going to up the dosage of that enzyme supplement, but that is really important for inflammation. So that's a great, you know, way to utilize that. If you've got questions, you know, put that in the comment section below, and, you know, we can help to guide you through that. Now, what should you be looking for specifically in an enzyme supplement? And this is a question that I get all the time. There's so many different, you know, digestive enzymes out there on the market. First of all, I prefer a plant-based enzyme. And in my practice over the years as a naturopathic doctor, I've used all different types of enzyme products. And, you know, some of them most commonly will contain ox bile and sometimes swine pancreas enzymes within those, you know, bile salts enzymes and things, or ox bile enzyme formulations. And I always questioned, okay, well, it always depends on the health of that animal that that enzyme came from, and how guaranteed is that? So then, you know, looking at the reputation of the company is very important. So not everybody wants to do that. So I prefer to go with plant-based enzymes, so you don't have to worry about animal contamination issues in those products. And you want to look for an enzyme product that will help with digesting your macronutrients, so your carbs, your fats, and your proteins. You always also want to make sure that it doesn't contain any fillers, so things to look for like microcrystalline cellulose, and that is something that, you know, most commonly is found in most supplement products on the market because they fill up the capsule. So that's something that you have to be aware of, and make sure that there's no magnesium stearate. So I've got other videos, demonstrations on magnesium stearate, why I don't use it, why I don't like it, and why you really have to look out for it in your supplement products, in your vitamins as well. It's never been tested to be safe for long-term human consumption. And, you know, you have to wear gloves and things to actually just handle magnesium stearate. So make sure that's not in your products. Check all your products at home. home and your supplements, your vitamins to make sure it doesn't have magnesium stearate. Okay, so we're at the tips. And don't worry, our quiz section is coming up right after this, so don't go anywhere. Tips to help to increase your enzymes naturally. So tip number one is to eat in a relaxed setting. Remember that you want to stimulate that relaxed part of your autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic part of your nervous system. So you want to be very relaxed when you're eating, enjoying a meal with friends, in good company. You don't want to have heated arguments at the dinner table because that will not help your digestion. Tip number two is to do your best to sit down while you're eating. It has a lot to do with what's going on with your acupuncture points, but also your entire nervous system. Sitting down, there is something to sitting down while you're eating. Very, very important. Tip number three is to eat slowly and make sure you chew. So the first part of digestion happens in the mouth. So you have to chew your food thoroughly enough to allow for that enzyme breakdown right in the mouth, especially for the carbohydrates right in the mouth. Tip number four is don't eat if you're stressed out. So let's say something happens during the day, you're stressed out. Often people, if you really tune into your body, you won't feel hungry when you're super stressed out. I know for some people it can go completely the opposite direction and you crave all the wrong foods when you're stressed. But if you really tune in times of stress, you won't be able to secrete your digestive enzymes. Just don't eat. Just delay it, even if it's an hour or two, and then eat when you're in a little bit better frame of mind, which is really important. Tip number five is to follow the circadian rhythms for eating. So when we look at the chart, and this is based on traditional Chinese medicine, one of the best times to eat, and it makes sense, is around 8 a.m. in the morning. That's when your stomach is most active to really be breaking down your food effectively. So that's important. Again, after the sun has gone down at 6 p.m., you know, depending on where you live and what season it is, it's not really the time for digesting food. And again, this is based on when each organ system in traditional Chinese medicine is most activated. And you definitely want to, with your own circadian rhythms, try to tune into the laws of nature and the light and the dark cycle of the earth and the electromagnetism of the earth, the energy from the sun's rays. This is all has a lot to do with how well we will digest at different times of the day. So trying to follow those circadian rhythms can be really a game changer for your health and for your digestion. Tip number six is to eat whole foods. Of course, whenever you can eat raw, fresh produce, locally grown is best. Organic definitely is better. And of course, unpasteurized. So anything that's been heat treated, pasteurized will kill the natural enzymes in that food. And that's something that you definitely want to be more aware of. Now, tip number seven is to take a multi-enzyme. And if it's plant-based, that's definitely, in my opinion, the better way to go. And making sure that it will be dealing with, you know, helping to digest your macronutrients, so your carbs, your fats, and your proteins, but then helping with some of those other things as well. So look for one that will help with dairy products for the lactose, as well as the gluten products, and specifically something that will target some of those less favorable organisms like the candida and their parasites is a great thing to look for in an enzyme product as well. Tip number eight is to avoid medications whenever you can, as well as pesticides, of course, because this will compromise our own digestive secretion and the functionality of our own enzyme systems in our metabolism in general. And tip number nine is, again, that mind-body connection. And I want you to think about it. If you do have, you know, poor digestion, you believe that your enzyme secretion isn't ideal, what are you not digesting in your life? What is it that you find hard to digest? What can you, you know, what's not being digested? And you know I'm going where I'm going here, mind-body connection, not just the foods. I'm talking about what's going on in your world and in your mental state. What are you not digesting? And this could be something old. It could be something that happened, you know, even when you were a kid. What are you not able to digest? And get some resolve, get some healing around that, some meditation. Let it go. And I'm telling you, your digestion will improve. So if you're just tuning in, we're getting to quiz time now, but today we talked all about digestive enzymes, what you haven't heard. I hope that you're enjoying the show. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on TikTok for all my followers. Hello, hello. It's so great to see you. April Walker, 35. What about kefir? Kefir is fantastic, has natural probiotics. Love it, love it. And Better with Tammy is sharing that probiotics and digestive enzymes healed her gut and psoriasis. That is awesome. I love to hear that. Awesome, awesome news. So congratulations on, and this is the thing about, you know, finding natural ways to treat some of the things that are going on in your body. It is, you know, always the better way to go, of course, in my opinion as a naturopathic doctor. Okay. Sorry, Miss Toasty. Yes. On Instagram, yes. How early before a meal should you take your digestive enzyme? So if you need it for actual digestion, you take it right before you start eating, like a few seconds before you start eating. You want it to be active as you're eating that meal. I actually prefer to take it right after a meal. Now, if you want it for the anti-inflammatory effects, again, you're going to up the dosage a little bit, and you take it about 45 minutes before a meal to help with chronic inflammation, arthritis pains, and things like that. Okay. KQN68 has a question. Yes. Can enzyme blend help to help in lowering cholesterol? Yes, absolutely. Because we know, especially the carbohydrates, if you missed the show that, we haven't aired that yet, have we? The cholesterol show? Yeah. So I do have a show coming up on cholesterol. So pay attention to that, because there is a correlation between carbohydrates, insulin levels, and high cholesterol levels. So making sure that you're properly digesting and breaking down your carbohydrates is really important. And that's something that definitely can be, you know, helped with an enzyme formulation, which is great. Great questions, guys. Thanks. I love fantastic questions. But yeah, stay tuned, because the cholesterol show is coming up. Okay, we're at quiz time. So everybody, just do your best to answer the questions. You don't have to get everything correct. Just do your best to answer. And we are playing for the enzyme blend, of course, from VitaTree, our great sponsors of this show, the Dr. Janine Show. So we thank them at VitaTree. Okay. Question number one, and make sure you're following. So on TikTok, make sure you're following Team Dr. J9, and make sure that you're following me on my Instagram as well, so that we can reach out to you. Everybody else, we can usually, sorry? And who? Team Dr. J9 on Instagram? Okay, yes. Sorry. See, I need to be told what to do once in a while. More than once in a while. Okay, here we go. Question number one, true or false? Belly fat is correlated to insulin resistance. True or false? Belly fat is correlated to insulin resistance. Jamila, good job. Scotians Mama, hello, hello. Good job. April, good job. Raina is here, good job. Simply Crafting Arts, good craft, sorry. Simply Crafting Crafts, good job. Baby Joy 801, hello, nice to see you. Donsel 56, good to see you as well. Liz M. Rock, hello, hello, good job. Sanchez Crew, good job. Melberg, good job. Samar, I don't have you, I can't hear you. It's Samar. Yep. And Emma, yeah, good job. Emma on Instagram, good job. Angie, good job. KQN, good job. Sonia, good job. Facebook, Kimberly, good job. Veronica, good job. All on Facebook. Spud is here. Spud 1926, good job. And Nadia is here as well. Hello, hello. Good job, good job. And Sam? Sandy, good job. Stacy's Need 353, good job on TikTok. Anybody else? Roberta, thanks for tuning in. We're in the quiz section of the show. Sweet Jerry, thank you for all the likes. I see that happening. Thank you, thank you. That's so nice. And Raina as well. Thanks for all the likes. You know that I love that. Thank you. Elsa Shima 876, good job. Okay, so the answer is true. So yes, belly fat is correlated to insulin resistance. That one was easy. Okay, next one's a little bit trickier. Name two causes of insulin resistance. Name two causes of insulin resistance. And please give me two in the same answer. two causes of insulin resistance. Anybody got this? Let's see. Thanks for all the likes. Yes, Jamila, good job. That was a quick. Good job. Anybody else? Sweet Jerry. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad you like the shows and you find them interesting. Thank you. Melbert has it. Good job. April Walker, good job. Steve is giving Jamila claps. That's good. Nadia on Instagram has it as well. Good job. Oh, good. There's lots coming in here. KQN has it as well. Good job. Nyla, good job. Scotian's Mama. Yeah, Scotian's Mama. Woo, good job. That was actually very, very good. Liz M. Rock, good job. Emma has it as well on Instagram. Good job. Baby Joy, good job. Simply Crafting Crafts, good job. Lots of good answers. Jacqueline, good job. Oh, Jacqueline. Jacqueline Ellenard. Nice answer. You go, girl. Diva Organic has it as well. Good job. Arletta has it on Facebook. Good job. Very good. Very, very good. Anybody else? Let's see. Elsa, good job. Thank you for all the likes, Sweet Jerry Girl. I see those coming in. And I know Raina was sending me a ton as well. Thank you. Okay, so here's some of the answers that I love. So leptin resistance. So whoever said that, hoo-hoo, Jacqueline, I know a couple of you said leptin resistance. And Elsa said lefties resist, but I think that meant leptin resistance. So I just get that now. That's awesome, Elsa. That was good. That'll be on the podcast as well. I like that. Melbert had it. Very, very good. So perfect answer. So leptin resistance, high glycemic food. So high sugar diet, of course, polyunsaturated fatty acids. I know some of you said that as well. And blue light toxicity, eating after the sun has gone down. So I know that Jamila had that right off the top. So good job, everybody. Liver not processing well as exactly. Scooby 2K0, nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, great answers, everyone. Okay, question number 3. Name two foods that balance blood glucose. Name two foods that balance blood glucose. And for anybody who's just tuning in, we're in the quiz section of the Dr. Janine Show. Just do your best, answer the questions. Make sure you're following Team Dr. J9 if you're on TikTok and on Instagram as well. Put your answers in because we randomly, from all, anybody who even tries, Raina has it? Good job, Raina. For anybody who even tries to attempt the answers, we can randomly select you and we're playing for a free prize of digestive enzymes from VitaTree. They're flying in. Oh my goodness. I have to. Liz M. Rock, good job. Cinnamon, Scotian's Mama, I almost said it. Good job. Melbourne, good job. Jamila has it as well. Excuse me. Starbuck Mommy, good. Scooby 2K0, good try. Yes, it's a good answer. Nadia has all of them. Nadia has like the whole list. Oh my goodness. Nadia has 6 answers. Nadia, good job. Wow. KQN has it as well. Good job. Thank you, Raina, for all the likes. I see them. Thank you. Jacqueline, good job. Very good job. Anybody else? Okay, so here's some of the best foods to balance blood glucose. If you missed the show on insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome from last week, make sure that you tune in, check it out on YouTube. There's a lot of information there. So I mentioned a lot of these, so a lot of my favorites. No surprise. Cinnamon helps to balance blood glucose. Dark chocolate, coffee, yay. Coconut, avocado, olive oil, butter, grass-fed ghee, apple cider vinegar as well. Berries, I know some people were saying greens will also help. So those were, great answers, everybody. Fish, Any healthy fat is protein and fiber. Liz M. Rock, good job as well. Pepper, Scotian's mama had said as well. Ginger, baby joy, yes, very good. Very good. So great answers, everyone. Okay, question number four, true or false? African wild mango seed and white mulberry leaf help to lower blood sugar. African wild mango seed and white mulberry leaf help to lower blood sugar. True or false? Malbird, good job. Jamila, good job. Starbuck Mummy, good job. Baby Joy, 801, good job. Elsa, good job. Simply Crafting Crafts, good job. Nyla, good job. Don Sol, good job. KQN has it as well. Diva Organic, Scotian's Mama, Elsa, Liz M. Rock, Sterling Silver, 04, good job. Thanks for all the likes. I see them happening on Facebook as well. Thanks, guys. That's so awesome. Tahir has it. Arletta, Sandy had the previous question. Sonia as well on Facebook. Good job, everybody. Who else? Liz Toasty? Miss Toasty on Instagram. Good job. Nadia on Instagram. Good job. I think everybody got this one right. I didn't see any wrong answers. Oh, I hear music. Oh, we have a Christmas music happening. Isn't that so cute? Did everybody hear that? That was awesome. Yes, so the answer is true. African wild mango seed and white mulberry leaf help to lower blood glucose levels. Awesome, awesome. Some of my favorite herbs for doing that. Okay, final question. Question number five. True or false? Exercise after a meal can help lower blood sugar. True or false? I'm not going to repeat that. Okay, there's jokes happening in my ear today from my producer. Exercise after a meal can help lower blood sugar. Oh my god. Instagram has it. Elsa, Starbuck Mummy, Jamila, good job. JM Wills, hello, hello, good job. Anybody else? Exercise after a meal can help lower blood glucose levels, blood sugar levels. Anybody else? Sweet Jerry and Raina, thanks for all the hearts and the likes. Thank you, thank you. Elsa, they heard that? I guess I did say that. Okay, so Melinda just... So my producer... I know, Elsa, you are on the same page as my producer, who's in my ear, because I guess I said in the show that I... So she says in my ear right now... Doing squats while you're brushing your teeth counts as exercise after a meal. I guess I said it in the show because I do that. So yeah, it's not a surprise. And you picked up on that, Elsa. Good job. Good job. It's true. Come on. We do what we can. Diva Organic has it as well. Sandy has it as well on Instagram. Good, good, good. Sonia, good try. Tahir, good try. Arletta, good job on Facebook. Thank you for the likes. Starbucks, Momi. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it squats. You fit it in when you... I'm a busy mom. I don't always get on the bike or doing my weight workout. I do what I can. Okay, so the answer is... Okay, Raina, I did say that in the show. See, I forgot that I had mentioned it. It's just, yeah, it's something that I do every day, so... Of course I mentioned it. Yes, so it's true. Exercise after a meal can help to lower your blood glucose levels. So yeah, doing squats while you're brushing your teeth also counts as exercise. So today we talked all about digestive enzymes, what you haven't heard. I appreciate all of the commentary today. It was so much fun. And if you do have further questions or comments, please do put them in the comment section below. Be sure to share this video as well and give me a big thumbs up. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I hope that you'll subscribe and click that bell to turn on your post notifications so that you're always made aware of my newest and latest uploads, which happens every single day of the week. Of course, it's not just me, it's my entire team. We put together a lot of content for you and so that you can live a healthier life. Now, don't go anywhere on Instagram and TikTok. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment as I close off the show. But thank you everyone for joining in today. Now, everyone has a calling in life and mine is to empower you to live a healthy lifestyle and of course, to do it naturally. Thanks for watching.